Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for our meditation today is our Old Testament lesson from Deuteronomy chapter 7. Here again, this portion that reads, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth." You may be seated. In the name of Jesus, amen. The Simpsons gave us one of the most heartwarming displays of kindness and compassion ever in the episode "I Love Lisa." It was Valentine's Day, and the children were exchanging valentines in class. As everyone was excited to see all of their valentines and from whom they had come, Lisa noticed that Ralph had not received a single one. She had one left, and so she gave it to him so that he wouldn't feel left out. It was a picture of a train, and it read, "I choose you." Ralph was so happy. Unfortunately, that heartwarming display of kindness and compassion quickly turns to anger, resentment, and cruelty when Ralph misunderstands Lisa's gesture and reads too much into it, thinking they must be romantically involved, that they're a couple. His advances are not well received. Lisa rejects him, cold and hard. And poor Ralph is left worse than he was in the beginning, utterly devastated and all alone. Can anybody relate? Have you experienced rejection? Do you know what it's like to be the outsider, not to be accepted by others? We all do. Think back to school. What joy and relief did you feel when you were the first one chosen for a team in gym class or on the playground? What fear and anxiety did you feel when you were one of the last two left to be picked? And then the relief that came when you were chosen and you weren't the very last one. What disappointment and sadness did you feel when you were the last? In life, these kinds of situations are almost always based on popularity, looks, and talent. Sinful humans look at what's outside, what can be seen. And we also react to being chosen in the same way. We assume that it's because of something worthy about us, that we're the best athlete, the most attractive, the smartest, or the funniest. And so when we don't get chosen, then we naturally assume that there's something wrong with us. So then, when we do get chosen, well, it must be because of everything that's right about us. Moses speaks to God's people in his farewell sermon on the eve of the people's entry into the promised land. He reminds them who they are and instructs them again about who they will be. And he brings them all the way back to their father Abraham and to God's free choice. It was not because you are more in number than any other people, for you were the fewest of all peoples. So don't you go thinking that you're somehow special or better than others, or that it's because of any kind of worthiness in yourselves. Don't get proud. Don't look down on others. God simply chose. He He chose Abraham and Abraham's descendants. He could have chosen anyone he wanted. It's not about you. It's about God. At the same time, Moses is careful to remind them that God chose them all the same. And this choice is an act of pure grace. It is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers. He is the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love. He did not reject them when he saw that they were the fewest of all peoples. He did not turn his back on them when they grumbled and complained on their journey. He did not wipe them from the face of the earth when they forsook him for other gods. Just as he didn't choose them because of anything good in them, he also did not reject them based on what was bad in them. This is the heart of God, a heart of love, a heart of compassion, a heart of faithfulness. He had made a covenant with Abraham that he would make of that one man a great nation, and that they would inherit the land that he had promised. Now, they were there on the verge of the fulfillment. God had been faithful and would continue to be faithful. He made a promise, and he's going to keep it no matter what the cost. And that cost for you and for me was the life of his one and only Son. In order to redeem Israel and to bring us into his Israel, God, the Father Almighty, chose to reject his only begotten. God turned his back on him as he suffered on the cross, wiped him from the face of the earth by burial in a tomb. But Jesus' rejection is our acceptance. That death won redemption for all Israel, of both Old Testament and New. God has indeed kept his promise to Abraham that in him all the nations of the earth would be blessed. That includes you and me, who have been brought into God's kingdom, into his promised land of the church, by faith in Christ Jesus who died for us. God, the Almighty, chooses you. Because of no merit or worthiness in you, not because you're the biggest or the best, but because of who he is, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love. So when you're tempted to think pretty highly of yourself for being a Christian, remember that it wasn't because of anything about you that God chose you. When you're tempted to look down on others or think less of those who are outside the kingdom of God, remember that you were just like them. And remember that God's grace extends to them as well. That God's covenant of love and free choice are for them just as well. And when you have your moments of rejection, feeling that no one loves you and that you're all alone in the world, know and trust that God indeed does love you. You are his chosen one. Jesus has died to make you sure of it. He has set his love on you and made you his treasured possession. And you will surely inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
For information about our congregation, for service times and schedule, please visit our website at www.standrewlcms.org. Thank you for listening to Sermons Preached at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in West Fargo, North Dakota, a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.